Bally's announces plan to close the iconic Tropicana Las Vegas in April. Bally's Corporation has confirmed that it will be closing its iconic Las Vegas casino and resort, the Tropicana Las Vegas, in April to align with the city's plans of constructing a $1.5 billion MLB ballpark. The development is based on Bally's agreement with the Oakland A's last May that would see them build a ballpark on the Tropicana site. Oakland A's relocation to Las Vegas. In November, the MLB gave the Oakland A's approval to complete their relocation to Las Vegas, enabling the franchise to proceed with its agreement with Bally's. The ballpark will have a retractable roof and a capacity of around 35,000. Nevada taxpayers will contribute $380 million to supplement the funding for the development. The newly constructed Bally's ballpark is expected to be available for use by the Oakland A's in 2028. Quote, "This is an exciting next chapter for Bally's, and we are honored to be a key partner with the Athletics on bringing a major league ballpark to the great city of Las Vegas. This is an incredible accomplishment for us as we continue to expand our global footprint and strengthen our sports portfolio, which already includes our digital sportsbook, Bally Bet, and numerous marketing partnerships with professional teams and leagues." George Papanier, Bally's president. Since its opening in 1957, the Tropicana has stood as a prominent Las Vegas establishment. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Tropicana's cost of about $15 million ranked it as the most expensive casino in the city at that time. With the casino scheduled to close on April 2, Bally's has stated that it will transfer customer reservations after that date to alternative facilities in Las Vegas. Tropicana employees' severance package. The closure of the Tropicana will also impact the nearly 700 individuals working in the establishment. Backed by the Culinary Workers Union, Tropicana workers are being presented with a severance package that includes $2,000 for each year of service and 6 months of healthcare. Those who decline the offer have the option to work at Bally's new property upon its opening. However, for employees who opt for the severance package, they must work until the Tropicana's final day of operation.